This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. What does the average American really know about Muslims and their religion? Misperceptions abound. Anne Marie Ameri says she wrote her book, Awakening the Sleeping Tiger Within, Breaking the Power of Mainstream Media's Portrayal of Islam and the War on Terrorism, to address misconceptions.
Actually, I couldn't sit back and do nothing after hearing all the biased, inaccurate reporting who were not even Muslim, who had their own agenda, telling us what Muslims believe, making up things like if you kill a person, then you have 72 virgins in heaven, which actually our holy book says if you kill one person, it's as if you killed all of humanity. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to explain the accurate information about Islam, the reasons for false propaganda being spread, try to help our youth, and make some recommendations for society at large.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, your own background, and what it was that in your own background drove you to write this. And you live in Dearborn, is that right?
Yes, I live in Dearborn, and most of my life I live among Muslims and Arabs. Mm-hmm. And the accurate information is I found them to be very, very kind, honest, hospitable, God-fearing people. And if they have one negative quality, it's their passivity. So how else do you explain allowing people to besmirch you and your religion without any legal recourse?
Let's start with the basics. Who are the Muslims, and what is Islam? Because I'm going to guess that a lot of people don't even know.
And you're correct. And I'd like to explain to your radio audience that Islam, Christianity, and Judaism are all monotheistic religions. All believe in one God. And in the holy book, it said Christians and Jewish people are people of the book, to be respected and loved. And we're even supposed to fast when the days of fasting of other religions are upon us or upon them, because we're all one family in humanity. Islam also believes in the Virgin Mary, the virgin birth, and that Jesus performed many miracles through God, and Jesus is revered as a holy prophet and Savior who will return in the last days. He's mentioned many times in our holy book along with the Virgin Mary. Islam, the word, actually means peace and submission to God. So Muslims do not in any way, and I'll repeat that, they do not in any way support or condone ISIS or any other terrorist group. And anyone of any religion can go to heaven if a person believes in God and does good deeds. We're supposed to help the poor and the oppressed, regardless of their religion or if they have no religion. That is Islam.
So would it be your wish that when there are terrorists out there, we not refer to them by their religion at all? Would that help?
Exactly. That's what happens when you had the Oklahoma bomber. They didn't say, Timothy McVeigh is a Catholic terrorist. No, they said he bombed the federal building.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I'm speaking with Anne Marie Ameri.
So let's go back to your book, Awakening the Sleeping Tiger Within. I wonder if you could explain that title more, the significance of Sleeping Tiger.
When I talked about all the positive points of the Muslims and Arabs, I said that the one negative point was their passivity. Mm-hmm. And scholars for many years have called Dearborn the Sleeping Tiger, because if the people weren't so passive, then they could be a really wonderful force for activism, political activism, legal activism. And so that's what the Sleeping Tiger is all about, for people to wake up, and now not just Dearborn, but I'm so happy that all of our Christian and Jewish, the people without religion and with religion, how they are standing up for the Muslims' rights, the Hispanics' rights, and African American rights, instead of endorsing the Muslim ban and the wall in Mexico.
The executive order on immigration or Muslim ban, what are your feelings about that? How should we change that? Did you see the vetting process that we already had for immigration as sufficient? Your views on that?
I think Obama tried to do a very balanced job. And now with Trump's Muslim ban, many in the community do not feel safe. They feel scared. Some are personally affected by the travel ban. And on the other side, many are becoming more politically active, holding town hall meetings and interfaith meetings. But if you look at the Muslim ban, from 1975 to 2015, there have been zero, and I'll repeat that, zero, no terrorist attacks performed in the United States from anyone from any of those countries. And 14,800 professors of U.S. colleges and universities, including 50 Nobel laureates, signed a petition opposing President Trump's executive order on immigration. One professor at Harvard Business School, David Yoffe, at the International Business Administration, said the policy is a disgrace. He said, quote, "It's a lazy person's policy answer to a complex problem that was poorly conceived, inadequately reviewed, discriminatory, counterproductive, and fundamentally un-American," unquote. I think that about sums it up.
So it sounds like you're saying that all those protests and people getting out there and voicing their feelings about all of this is effective.
Yes, I really believe it is. And calling congressmen, their senators, and becoming more politically active and having their voice heard. That's the American way. Dissent is not disloyalty. It's being a patriotic citizen.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Anne-Marie Ameri about her book, Awakening the Sleeping Tiger Within. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.